我想开始的时候，请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开创世纪第一章。
Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章第二十六节和二十七节。
Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 27.
我先读中文，然后边读英文。
Read it first in Chinese and then following in English.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image, in the image of man, in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them.
第二章
Chapter 2
第二章的第七节
Chapter 2 verse 7
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
这个有灵的活人啊，也可以翻成是一个活的魂。
And just wanted to bring attention to the last phrase where it says a living soul.
第五章
Chapter 5
第一节和第二节
Chapter 5 verses 1 and 2
亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的，并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day when God created man, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female, and he blessed them and named them man in the day when they were created.
那个称他们为人呢，原文就是亚当。
And when he called them man, the original meaning is Adam.
男的是亚当，女的也是亚当。
And male and female were both Adam.
然后我们看诗篇。
Then let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
我们就读第四节和第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
便说，你看那个中文的旁边点点点，原文是没有的。所以说，人算什么，你竟顾念他？世人算什么，你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
What is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than angels, and you crowned him with glory and majesty.
这第四节人算什么啊？英文比较清楚，就 What is man? 到底什么是人？
And just wanted to highlight that phrase in verse 4, What is man?
我们再看诗篇139篇。
Then Psalm 139.
139篇
Psalm 139
第14节
Verse 14
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心生知道的。
I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well.
我们再请看马太福音。
And let's turn to the book of Matthew.
新约马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
二十四章三十节。
Verse 30.
那是人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory.
二十五章第三十一节。
Chapter 25, verse 31.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne.
好，我想我们圣经暂时读这些。
And we'll temporarily conclude our Bible reading for now.
我们都知道圣经这本书是启示神旨意的一本书。
We know that the book of the Bible reveals the purpose of God.
它是一个完整的启示。
And it is a complete revelation.
这本书把神的旨意启示得非常的丰富，非常的完全。
And the description of God's will is complete and is abundant.
但是当你仔细读圣经的时候
But when you read the Bible in detail,
你会发现圣经中有一些思想是非常重要。
You will find that certain thoughts in the Bible are extremely important.
那么这些主要的一些的思想
And these main points,Thoughts in the Bible.
就好像是整本圣经的一个骨干、骨架一样。
It seems like it is an outline or a foundation for the Bible.
所以我们今天呢读圣经的时候啊。
So today when we read the Word of God,
你如果能首先把这些重大的事情呢重大的意义把它抓住了。
If we are able to grasp and understand these main concepts and points,
其他枝节方面的东西你就很容易明白。
Then it'll be easier for us to understand the details of the Bible.
所以当我在主面前寻求的时候
So as I was preparing myself before the Lord,
主若许
If the Lord is willing,
我们从今年的年初
from the beginning of this year,
我要把圣经中间那些主干的思想重要的思想跟弟兄姊妹们来交通。
I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters these main, foundational points in the Bible.
或者我用一个比喻来说明一下。
Perhaps I'll use an illustration to speak more of this.
圣经呢，好像是一棵非常丰盛的大树。
It's as if the Bible is this, huge tree.
这个树呢，有根，有树干。
And the tree has roots and has the trunk.
它有很多的枝子。
And has many branches.
然后呢，上面有叶子。
And then there are leaves.
有花。
There are flowers.
也有果实。
And there are fruit.
通常呢，我想我们去看一棵像这样的树啊。
If you were to take a look at a tree like this,
我们恐怕大部分的注意力都在那个花、那个果实上面。
Perhaps our attention is immediately drawn to the flowers and the fruits.
当然，注意这个也没有错。
And of course, there's nothing wrong with paying attention to these.
但是我们知道这棵树所以能长得这么茂盛，这个根跟这个干很重要。
And in order for that tree to grow in such a fashion, we need to pay attention to the roots and the trunk.
所以我希望呢，和弟兄姊妹能有一段的时间，我们把我们的注意力啊，放在这个根和干啊，或者包括一部分的干这方面。
So I'd like us to pay attention to the when we're reading the Bible, the roots and the trunk.
我们来看这棵树啊，不能光看它的花，看它的果子，看它的叶子。
So we look at this tree, we can not only pay attention to the flowers and the fruits, but we need to pay attention to the trunk and the roots.
因为这个根和干 是非常主要的部分。
Because the trunk and the roots are the foundation.
特别是有一些根部的东西你是看不见的。
And even more so, the roots are not visible.
但是它对这棵树的影响是非常的大。
But it has a huge influence on how that tree grows.
或许我另外再用一个比方啊。
Perhaps I'll use another analogy.
我们知道今天人在地上盖房子。
Today we know that there's various constructions.
这个房子不仅这个外表的样式需要好看。
Specifically the construction of a house, you're not only paying attention to the outward appearance.
我们知道一个真正内行的人他知道这个房子的骨架好不好。
And a true engineer would specifically look to see if the foundation and the framing of the house is appropriate.
那是非常重要的部分，对不对？
And that is a really important aspect of the house.
我可以告诉你们我在 Emmons 住的房子啊。
I'll speak of the house that I live in Edmonds.
它是一个 condo.
It's a condo.
那么年代很久了，是一个很旧的，应该说很旧的房子。
And it is a very old condo.
但是我最近发现呢，我们住在里面的人，很多人呢，把他的家重新的 remodel， 重新的修饰啊。
But I noticed that a lot of my neighbors within that condo complex, they're remodeling their units.
他们花很多的钱去把里面呢，把它布置的这个更好看一点。
And they spent a lot of money on remodeling.
为什么他愿意这样做呢？
Why is it that they are willing to do this?
虽然这个房子已经很旧了。
Even though this is a really old building.
但是它骨架非常好。
But the framing and the foundation
非常的结实。
It's very sturdy.
所以这才叫你值得呢，花力气花钱去修饰它，对吧？
So then it causes you, it's worthwhile for you to spend the money on remodeling your unit.
弟兄姊妹在属灵事情上也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, regarding spiritual things, it is the same.
如果我们把圣经中的主干思想把它抓住了。
If within the Bible we are able to grasp onto the roots and the trunk,
这些最重要的根基的事物是稳定的。
That these most foundational things are sturdy,
那么经过了环境的改变，外面的这个修饰就容易。
Then these outward details are easy to understand.
所以这个房子如果那个骨架是朽烂的。
But if you have this house that is beat up and old and beat up.
你还花力气在上面，花钱财在上面去改造吗？
And the foundation and structure is weak, would you invest in remodeling that?
你不会做的。
You wouldn't do it.
所以诗篇十一篇第三节有这样的话。
So Psalm 11:3 has this.
他说根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个根基的事物，这个骨干的事物非常的重要。
So we need to pay attention to the foundation and the framework.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，
So when we read the Bible,
我们会发现圣经中有一些东西是骨干的思想。
We realize that there are some concepts and thoughts in the Bible that are foundational.
所以主若许可，
So if the Lord is willing,
我们今年呢，至少上半年我们要花一些的时间啊。
At least the first half of the year, we'd like to spend some time
和弟兄姊妹们来看看圣经中这个骨干的思想。
And taking a look at these foundational points in the Bible.
那么到底啊，这圣经中有多少是骨干的思想呢？
So how many foundational thoughts are there in the Bible?
我想我先不告诉你们。
I won't tell you this initially.
弟兄姊妹你也去想。
And you can think of this yourself.
你看看圣经中到底哪些是真正的骨干的思想。
So you can come up with your own list of foundational points that you feel are important.
那么今天早晨我们讲第一件重要的事情。
This morning I'd like to speak on the first important point.
第一件重要的事情就是造人。
The first important point is the creation of man.
这是圣经中一个非常主要的一个思想。
And this is one of the main points in the Bible. We know that prior to God creating the universe, that the creation of man was already in his thought. And in his glorious thought, this was very important to him.
我们过去呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 大家, 我想,
and I think in years past, we've already heard of this.
建造一个宇宙人,
that God wanted to create this universal man.
那个头是基督,
that Christ is the head.
那么那个身体是教会,
and the body is the church.
也可以说呢,
and you can say that the body is the corporate Christ.
我们知道这是在创世之前呢, 在神的心思意念中出现的一个可以说最重要的一个思想。
You can say that before creation, this was the most important thought in God's heart.
那么神建造这个宇宙的人为着什么呢?
And God made all of creation for what?
因为神要借着这个宇宙的人, 把他的智慧能力, 全能, 把他一切的美德,
the purpose of creating man was so that he could place the glory and power and authority and have it be manifested.
当然这是我用最简单的话把它说明了。
And of course these are my simplest words to explain this.
这个里面的丰富, 里面的这个复杂, 我们, 需要明白全本圣经你才能懂的。
And truly to understand this, you would have to understand the Bible in its entirety.
但是你要抓住这个主干的思想。
But we have to hold on to this foundational point.
那么有一节圣经, 啊, 我希望弟兄姊妹能够注意一下。
And there's one verse that I'd like all of us to pay attention to.
在哥林多前书第15章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们读一下, 啊,
and we'll read this.
第27、28两节
Which chapter?
15章 哥林多前书15章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
27、28 中文说 因为经上说 神叫万物都伏在他的脚下 既说万物都伏了他 明显那叫万物伏他的 不在其内了 万物既伏了他 那是指也要 自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物的主。
Verses 27 and 28. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is expected who put all things in subjection to him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him so that God may be all in all.
你看见在这里有一句话叫什么? 神是一切又在一切之内。
And I wanted to bring focus to the last phrase so that God may be all in all.
我们都记得哥罗西书里面的话,
we all remember the words in Corinthians.
3章11节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
那是指的基督在教会里面说的。
And that verse speaks of the Christ in the church.
基督在教会里面是一切又在一切之内。
That in the church, Christ is all and in all.
这是指的整个教会的内容说。
And this is the summary of the church.
但是神的旨意没有停在这里。
But God did not stop just at this point.
当整个这个宇宙人这个基督完成的时候,
that when the creation of man has been completed,
神要是一切又在一切之内,
God is all in all.
哦, 这是圣经中的大思想,
and this is the grand thought of the Bible.
尤其青年的弟兄姊妹,你懂不懂,你先把它记住,
so particularly for the young ones, whether you understand this or not, just remember it. Because this is the original thought in creating man.
And
this is extremely important.
那么,弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当神的心思念中有了这么一个完整的关于人的思想之后,
and after God has had this this grand thought in creating man.
到了创世纪第一章,
then we come to Genesis 1.
神就说了,
and God said,
我们按照我们的形象, 按照我们的样式创造人。
And God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness.
他说其实呢是照着他的样子造男造女。
In reality, it is creating man and woman in his image and in his likeness.
所以基督是那个模型。
That Christ is the,
基督是那个标准。
Christ is the model and he is the standard.
这一句话就讲得很清楚了。
And this is spoken of very clearly.
神所以造人。
This is why God created man.
神要人成为他的形象和他的样式。
He wants us to be like him and be in his image.
就彰显他的荣耀。
To manifest his glory.
彰显他的智慧。
To manifest his wisdom.
彰显他的全能。
To manifest his power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
啊，他有这么一个荣耀的思想。
That he has this glorious thought.
那么所以今天你我被造成一个人，弟兄姊妹，人的意义非常的重要。
So today, for you and I to be called man, our existence is so important.
在创世纪第二章
，In Genesis chapter 2,
那就记载着神开始在地上来造人。
And it begins to explain in detail how God created man.
那么神用什么造呢
？And what did God use to create man?
我们现在都很清楚。
And we're all clear on this.
用地上的土。
He used the dust from the ground.
啊，有人讲这个圣经原文就是红土。
And the original, some people say the original writing says that it's red dirt.
对，我们知道印第安人是红的。
You know that the Native Americans are, have kind of a red,
当然了，神不是要光照印第安人的
skin.
那么无论怎样是用土造的。
But regardless, it is, God used the dust of the ground.
所以我们就知道人出于土最后也归于土。
And so God says that man was from dust to dust.
连外邦人都明白了。
And even non-believers understand this,
人死了把他埋葬在土里啊。
That when we die, we are buried in the ground.
我们中国人讲的入土为安，对不对？就是弄到土里面就平安了。
So the Chinese have a saying that once you're buried in the ground, you're at peace.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你看这个人就明白这件事情。
So man, we can understand this.
那当然不光是这个泥土啊。
But of course, not only this dirt.
还有一口气。
But there's this breath of,
神吹了一口气在人的鼻子里面。
That God blew his breath into the nostrils of man.
所以我们很简单，什么，简单的人什么，人就是那个尘土，就是那口气。
So very simply put, man is simply dust from the ground and that breath.
所以那口气在你就活着。
Because of that breath, we're alive.
那口气有天没有了。你就完了，就结束了。
When that day, that breath is gone, that's the conclusion of your life.
哎呀，所以你知道，我们中国人也很懂得这个。
So the Chinese people also understand this very well.
常常对自己的儿女说，你要为我争口气，就这个意思啊。就意思就是说，你要弄很成功啊，你要很成功。那你这口气就很有价值。
So the Chinese discipline their kids in saying that you have to succeed in order for your breath of life to be worth living.
因为呢，我这口气不行啊，所以你那口气要强壮一点。
So as a parent, they say that my breath was weaker, so I'm counting on your breath to be successful.
当然，我们这样的思想也不对啊。
Of course, this is an incorrect thinking.
那么当神把这口气吹到这个泥土里面。
When God breathed his breath into this pile of dust.
我们就知道人就开始被造出来了。
Then man was formed.
人被造出来是灵魂体三合一的东西。
And within man, there is spirit, soul, and body.
但这里为什么说呢？它成了一个活的魂呢？
Why does it say here in Genesis that it is a living soul?
因为这个魂就是我们人的个格。
Because the soul is our individuality.
啊，弟兄姊妹，真正代表你的是你的魂。
What really represents you is your soul.
我们人里面有个魂。
We have this soul.
因为这个魂最代表我们这个人。
Because our soul represents who we are.
感谢我们的神啊。
We thank our God.
他创造人的时候啊。
That when he created man.
每一个人都是独特的创造。
That everyone was uniquely created.
所以你在这个世界中你找不到两个真正完全相同的人。
So in this world, you cannot find two exactly identical people.
我们里面的魂都不一样。
Because
对不对
our soul within us is different.
所以我从前年轻的时候我很喜欢跟弟兄姊妹这样讲。
When I was younger, I used to say to brothers and sisters.
因为有的人喜欢我有的人不喜欢我。
Because some people like me, some people don't like me.
我说不要紧你不喜欢我。
I said, don't worry, if you don't like me.
全世界也只有我这一个。
In the entire world, there's only one me.
弟兄姊妹你也是独特的你知道吗
And you are unique.
神造人的时候是多么奇妙的一个创造
That God created man in such a miraculous way.
所以这个魂代表了我们人的性各个代表我们性格也代表我们的性情
So the within manthis soul is gives us our personality, our individuality, our emotions,
character,
and our character.
啊，所以你知道这个人的魂被创造出来是一个很宝贵的一个东西。
So the creation of man is such a precious thing.
啊，我们到后面稍微会详细的说明一下。
And I'll mention this in a little bit more detail.
当我们读创世纪第一章的时候
after reading Genesis 1,
我们都知道人是神在整个造物中间最后的一个创造。
We know that man was the very last thing that God created.
神把一切都造好了。
God created everything in the world
first. 然后才把人造出来。
And then lastly created man.
弟兄姊妹这是一个非常重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important reminder.
万物是为人创造的。
That creation was made for man.
人不是为万物创造的。
That man was not created for the rest of the
world. 我们人是在万物之上的。
That man was to be above the world.
但是你看看在我们人堕落之后啊
But you see what happened after the fall of man.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们整天活着的都是为着这外面的东西。
Everything that we live for is for the world.
所以当初神创造的时候神把这个世界创造得非常的美丽。
That the original creation of the world was very beautiful.
非常的丰富。
It was very abundant.
然后呢神把人摆在这个创造的里面。
And then God created man and placed him in the center of this beautiful world.
可怜啊，今天整个光景翻过来了。
Sadly, today everything is flipped around.
啊，我们好像这个万物不是为着我，我们整天为着这个万物。
It's as if the world was not created for us, but we are working for the world.
所以请弟兄姊妹们，我们能够记得这句话。
So may we remember this.
所以主在他的祷告文里面告诉我们
So when God gave us instructions on prayer
日用的饮食天天赐给我们
that
他 food 啊天天给我们
Oh that the Lord would supply our needs daily
啊那你们只要求神的国神的这一切都加给你们
That if you seek his kingdom and his righteousness all these things will be added to you
因为神本来造这些万物就是为着人的
Because God originally created the world for man
所以今天假设物质的东西控制了我们弟兄姊妹们那个就是一个不正常的光景
But today if the materialistic things and the worldly things occupy our thoughts that is abnormal
所以我们看见当初神造人的时候
So we can see when God originally created man
那是一个何等荣耀的思想
That was a glorious thought
啊，但很可惜啊
But unfortunately
那么亚当夏娃出来没多久就堕落了
That soon after the creation of Adam and Eve they fell
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们圣经中把这个人的堕落的故事也讲得很清楚
And the Bible describes in very clearly the story of the fall of man.
当然我们知道这个人的堕落是魔鬼的工作。
And of course we understand that the fall of man was Satan's work.
为什么魔鬼 把人弄堕落了。
Why did Satan cause man to fall?
魔鬼知道人非常重要。
Because Satan knew that man was important.
他所以攻击人。
So he attacked man.
所以大卫在他作诗的时候啊。
So David in his Psalm.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
他看见了一个景象。
He saw a picture.
原来在神的创造里面呢。
That in all of creation,
人的等级是比天使低一级的。
That man was created a little bit lower than angels.
他说人比天使小。
That he said that man was created a little lower than angels.
所以请我们记得。
So may we remember?
人的等级是比天使小的。
That our status is that we are a little bit lower than angels.
就说明他的能力、他的智慧、才干都是胜过我们的。
So that means all of Satan's power and abilities are above ours.
所以呢，堕落的天使对付人很容易。
So this fallen angel can easily attack man.
因为他没有办法直接对付神的。
Because he cannot directly attack God.
他就对付人。
So he attacks man.
但心里非常的清楚。
And he's very clear.
因为神的旨意要借着人来完成。
Because God's purpose was to be completed through man.
所以他只要破坏人。
So if he damages man,
就可以破坏神的工作。
Then he can damage the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们要非常的受警惕。
Brothers and sisters, we need to take heed to this.
我们是人。
We are man.
如果撒旦能破坏你，
if Satan can damage you,
他就可以破坏神的教会。
Then he can damage the church.
他就可以破坏神的工作。
And he can damage the work of God.
仇敌一直到今天的工作都是这样。
And to this day, this is the work of Satan.
那么他怎么样来破坏人呢？
Now how does he damage man?
我们在创世纪开头看见的故事很简单。
And we can see from Genesis, the story is very simple.
他只不过是引用了夏娃，亚当吃了个果子而已。
That he simply deceived Adam and Eve to eat that fruit.
但是这个果子啊，却是非常的重要。
But this fruit is very important.
现在大家都知道啊。
Now we all know.
那个是分别善恶树的果子。
That this is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以也被称作是知识树。
So it is the fruit of knowledge.
本来呢，这棵树呢，它就是魂的果实。
And this, the fruit from this tree is the fruit of the soul.
啊，那么呢，他就引诱人吃这么个果子。
So he tempts man to eat of this fruit.
啊，那么年轻弟兄姊妹可能看过一些画片，那个果子就是个苹果，不是苹果啊。
Maybe perhaps the young people in their Bible picture books, it shows a picture of a fruit that looks kind of like an apple, but it is not an apple.
Yeah, 因为人看那个苹果很漂亮，所以就以为那个是分别善。No, 那不是。
Because the apple is very beautiful and looks delicious, sometimes we liken that to the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and it is not.
所以不要害怕，吃苹果是好的。
So don't be afraid to eat apples.
但这里的果子你不能吃的。
But this fruit you cannot eat.
这个果子一吃下去之后产生什么变化呢？
What kind of a change would occur after eating this fruit?
人的灵就开始枯萎了。
That the spirit of man becomes dies away and becomes dormant.
啊，那么就开始失去功用了。
And it loses its effect.
它就如同已死一样。
It's as if the spirit is dead.
所以呢，这个果子一吃进去，这个灵一开始枯萎，开始死了。
So after eating this fruit, the spirit dies away.
人和神之间的这个交通就断绝了。
Then there is a disconnect between man and God.
啊，所以今天世界上的人不觉得有神了。
So that's why today the people of the world we feel like there's no God.
因为灵死掉了。
Because the spirit is dormant.
那不仅灵死了，这个人的魂就开始扩大。
And not only that, but the soul expands.
啊，那么这个人的魂就是人的自己。
And the soul is nothing, none other than but ourself.
也可以说呢，就是我们的我。
It is ourself.
啊，这个我的意念开始。
It's our
ego, 那个
our ego
啊，开始扩大。
Our ego expands.
那么，所以我们整天的生活都是我想怎样，我爱怎样， 我决定怎样，我感觉怎样。
So our lives are what do I feel like? What do I want?
我们呢，一直想着这些外面的东西要多适合我。
And we are constantly thinking that our surrounding things need to accommodate me.
现在很多时候人连来聚会都是这样。
And sometimes people think of this when they come to church.
这个聚会要合我的意啊。
That the church needs to accommodate me.
不合我的意，我就不高兴了。
And if it doesn't accommodate me, then I'm not satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要知道现在人堕落，人的魂产生一个不正常的一种扩张。
That after the fall of man, we now have this abnormal situation.
我们把人的智慧、把人的经验、人的办法，通通带进来了。
We bring in the thoughts of man, the abilities of man, the successes of man.
我们就向神独立。
And it distances ourselves from God.
好像我们凭自己就能活了，不需要神。
And it seems like we can go on with life without God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
But dear brothers and sisters.
这个堕落的魂。
This fallen soul.
因为它的这个发展。
Because of its expansion.
它就变得非常的复杂。
It has become extremely complicated.
因为本来这个魂是有用的。
Originally, this soul was useful.
现在我们身上你可以明显的看见这个难处多过用处。
But now we can see in our own lives that the difficulties far exceed its usefulness.
这成为整个人类生活里面这个难处的源头。
It is the primary cause for all the problems in our life.
你表面上看起来是什么性格问题，什么人的这个品德问题，这是什么外交问题、军事问题、政治问题？不，弟兄姊妹们。根源的东西是这个堕落的魂。
Sometimes we blame the circumstances we're in and society and all these changes in the world, but no, the source of all the trouble is the soul.
这个魂就给我们的生活中带来非常多的困扰。
And this soul creates a lot of problems in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
它不仅成为一个非常复杂困难的东西。
The soul life is not only just a source of complication and trouble.
并且呢，它成为一个什么魔鬼可以支配的东西。
But it's also something that Satan can control.
你知道魔鬼今天在人身上工作，他支配人什么呢？
What is Satan controlling in our souls?
就支配你这个堕落的魂。
He's controlling this fallen soul life that we have.
他再稍微做一点挑动，哇，我们里面就不安了。
He adjusts just a little bit in our soul, and we are not at peace.
哎，我们很多的怨言、脾气、不高兴这些东西，弟兄姊妹，其实很多东西都是仇敌在那里挑动的。
It stirs in a lot of our temperament, our jealousy, and all of these things.
更可怕的，尤其在这个时代，他把人的心思把它败坏了。
And more importantly, he has corrupted the thought.
有很多污秽的可怕的思想充满在人的里面。
That he's placed all of these terrible evil thoughts in the man.
然后他创造这个外面的世界。
And then created this world that we're living in.
这个世界最大的一个功用就吸引我们的魂。
And the greatest attack from the world is that it attracts our soul.
所以约翰到晚年说基督徒最好不要爱世界、不容易啊。
So John in his latter years tells us to not love the world. It's not an easy thing to do.
如果你的魂不纯洁啊。
If our souls have not been cleansed,
我们跟世人一样，这个世界可是可爱的不得了了。
Then we're just like the people, non-believers of the world, that the world is so attractive.
有谁能够不爱世界呢？
Is there anyone here who doesn't love the world?
哇，这个世界天天在变化。
The world is constantly changing.
哎呀，我们整个生活都跟着它走的。
And our lifestyle is changing with the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这是一个堕落的世界的过
程。We have to understand that this is the fallen natured world.
所以这个果子一吃进去。
And after eating of this fruit.
不仅人的魂，人的脊背扩大了。
Not only do we sin, but our soul is expanded.
灵 枯萎死了。
And then the soul dies away, the spirit dies away.
连我们外面的身体也开始衰败。
And even our physical body, begins to decay.
所以随着年日，你看见身体越来越衰败。
So as we age, we see how our body deteriorates.
啊，不仅呢身体衰败啊。
Not only does our body deteriorate,
这个身体里面还充满着很多的恶欲。
But also the
evil desire.
But the body produces a lot of evil desires.
哇，你做基督徒，你蒙光照，你就知道这个东西是多可怕的东西。
And as a Christian, with God's light shining on us, we can see how scary of a thing this is.
所以保罗鼓励我们。
So Paul encourages us.
我们的外体一天毁坏一天。
Although our physical body is deteriorating daily,
里面的人却一天新似一天。
But the inner spiritual man is growing each day.
哎呀，我们弟兄姊妹见面，你很喜欢听一句话。
And everyone likes to hear this phrase when we greet each other.
哎，你跟从前一样都没有变。
Is that when you meet someone, you say, wow, you have not changed one bit.
你还是很年轻啊。
You still look so young.
哇，你看我们听这个话多高兴，对不对？
When we hear this, it brings so much joy to us.
但事实告诉你，你已经不那么年轻了。
But in reality, reality says that you are not young anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹们，需要主的恩典让我看见。
So brothers and sisters, we need the grace of God for us to see this.
人落在那个自然的律里面，越来越衰败。
And this is man, living under the law of our physical body that we just age.
所以圣经给我们个荣耀的盼望。
But the Bible gives us this glorious hope.
等主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
每个人都穿上属灵的身体，一个新的身体，我们预备。
That everyone will be or will have a new body.
哎呀，你看圣经中啊，把这些思想都很清楚地告诉我们。
And the Bible clearly tells us all of this.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的心意在人的身上。
That God's attention is on man.
但是很可惜，人堕落之后成了仇敌手中的工具。
But unfortunately, after the fall of man, man has become useful in Satan's hands.
撒旦最主要是用它来对付神。
And Satan uses man to attack God's purpose.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神既然造了人。
That God still created man.
神就不放弃。
He will not forsake us.
所以这才有圣经中救恩的故事出来。
And this is why the story of salvation comes.
所以我们唱诗歌说，天使堕落他不拯救。
So we sing a song that says, even though if the angel falls, he will not save.
人堕落了，神要拯救。
But if man falls, he will come to save.
为什么要救人呢？
Why does he want to save man?
因为人是关乎到神的旨意。
Because man is directly linked to his purpose.
所以我们知道这个救赎的过程。
So we know the story of salvation.
第一个一件事情，我们叫主耶稣道成肉身呢。
And the first thing we need to understand is that Jesus came in the flesh. The Son of God came in the flesh. And he came in the flesh.
啊，他成为一个人。
And he became man.
对吧？那么我们都知道他成为人呢，为什么他来成为人呢？
And why did he come in flesh as man?
因为在地上呢，没有一个人能符合于神的旨意。
Because in the world, there's not one man that can accomplish the will of God.
所以主耶稣穿上人的形状，他要把神心中所要那个人的光景把它显明出来。
So Jesus coming into the world as man, he was able to manifest the original intent of the creation of man.
我们礼拜五晚上有一组啊在读四福音书。
There's one Bible study group that is studying the four gospels.
我一再提醒弟兄姊妹。
And I keep reminding them.
当你读四福音书的时候。
That when we look at the four gospels.
你要看见一件事情。
We have to see one thing.
就主耶稣道成肉身来到地上成为一个人。
That when Jesus coming into the world in the form of flesh.
他在人的光景中把神的智慧荣耀全能。
And he was able to manifest every God's plan and his glory.
所以你看四福音书的时候。
So when we read the four gospels,
神在教导你如何做人。
He is actually teaching us how to be man.
那个才是正常人。
And that is the normal.
那个才是神所要的人。
And that is the man that God wants.
所以主耶稣到地上来说，他称自己为人子。
So when Jesus came into the world, he deemed himself the Son of Man,
代表全部世界上的人，
representing all of humanity.
所以我们讲过，在犹太人的这个传统里面，
So in the Jewish preachings,
The legend of the Jewish.
The legend.
Legend, okay. 那么那个那说这个人子的意思就是真人，他是个真的人。
That this son of man is the true man.
也说的他是个原人 ,original.
Or he is the original man.
他是神原初心意中所要的那个人。
And he is the man that carries that original thought of man.
只有他才是正常的人。
That only he is the normal man.
所以弟兄姊妹们，第一件事情，主耶稣他自己来成为人。
So the first step is that Jesus came into the world as man himself.
因为他要恢复神原来思想中的那个人。
Because he wanted to recover the original thought of man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我蒙恩得救之后，我们应当看见这一个。
After being saved, we need to recognize this.
所以他不仅把神所要的那个人的光景彰显出来了。
So not only does he manifest the original acceptable thought of man,
他也成功救赎。
But he completed salvation.
要把我们这些堕落的人也把我们带回来。
That he wanted to recover all of us fallen.Man,
要我们从不正常的情况里面变为正常。
From an abnormal situation to bring us back to
这个就是十字架的工作。
To the normal man, and this is the work of the cross.
我们知道这个过程是非常的复杂，非常艰难。
And the process is complicated and very difficult.
这个代价是非常大。
And the price was great.
弟兄姊妹，我们要珍惜主的救恩呢。
We need to appreciate the salvation of the Lord.
为着我们这个堕落的人。
That he did this for us fallen people.
付了何等样的代价。
That the Lord paid the ultimate price.
我只能简单的说明这
样。I can only simply say this.
然后圣经在哥林多前书第十五章里面告诉我们。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 he tells us.
主耶稣来了，他成了末后的亚当。
That he came as the last Adam.
你看，什么叫做 last Adam? 就他结束。整个堕落。
What does it mean to be the last Adam? It means he's completed the fallen nature of man.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
然后呢，他借着救恩把一个新的生命赐给我们。
And then through salvation, he's given us a new life.
所以哥林多后书五章第十三节告诉我们， 17节。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 it tells us.
他说呢，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
新的创造。
He's a new creature.
主一面结束了旧造。
That the old things have passed away.
另外一面呢，开始一个新造。
And now, behold, the new things have come.
所以他被称作是第二个人。
So that's why he has been called the second man.
今天他带来了一个新的族类。
Today he has brought forth a new race.
他要把我们改变。
He wants to change us.
他要把我们磨成他自己的形象。
And he wants to mold us into his own image.
所以呢，我们的目标是什么呢？
So what is our goal?
就将来都要像他。
Is that one day we will all be like him.
这是神伟大的恢复的工作。
And this is the grand recovery work of the Lord.
所以今天我们在这个过程当中呢。
So through this process,
主要把我们这个不正常的人把它变为正常。
He is changing our abnormal man into the normal man.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他已经把这个正常的这个生命赐给了我们。
He has already given us this normal life.
所以呢，圣经鼓励我们不要再活在那个老亚当里面，那个旧的亚当里面。
So the Bible encourages us to no longer live in that old Adam.
要活在这个新生命里面。
But rather live in this new life.
因为那个是完全堕落不正常的。
Because that old Adam, the old life was,
你只有活在这方面的情况你是正常的。
Was fallen and abnormal. But in this new life, we are normal.
你向主。
Because we are like him.
那么为什么圣经中啊最后一个大的审判呢？
So why is it that in the end of all things there is this judgment?
我们知道这个审判就是个检验。
This judgment is a selection.
啊，是一个 test 好像。
A test.
啊，所以这个很简单的，什么叫到最后的审判那里呢
？What does it mean to come to this last judgment?
每个人都要经过。
Everyone will pass through this.
神看就是你正常不正常啊。
And the Lord is looking to see, are we normal or abnormal?
正常的那部分可以进来。
And those who are normal can enter in.
不正常的那部分不能要。
Those who are abnormal, he rejects.
所以你看见今天各行各业都这样，对不对
？And you can see, no matter what line of work you're in, it's like this.
我看那个这个华盛顿州他们收这个苹果了。
That in Washington State we produce apples.
你要把这个苹果卖到国外去。
In order for us to sell our apples out of state or internationally.
要经过一个检查的过程呢、啊，对不对啊
？Each apple has to go through an inspection.
好多人在那这个不要了，那个不要了，这对不对
？That some they'll look at the apple to see if they want it or if they reject it.
所以将来的审判是这样。
Later on, that judgment is like this.
不，当然你放心，主不会不要你了。
But don't be discouraged. The Lord does not reject you.
但是你那个不正常的部分，神是不能要的。
But the abnormal part of you, the Lord does not want.
所以圣经讲说呢，基督是最后审判的标准。
And so the Bible says that Christ is the standard for that judgment.
因为只有主耶稣基督是个正常的人。
Because only the Lord Jesus is that normal man.
所以只有我们里面活出基督的那部分。
So only that portion of our life where we have lived out Christ, that's acceptable to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
神没有丢弃人
That God has not forsaken man.
虽然我们已经堕落了
Even though we have fallen.
但是神为我们预备了救恩
But God has prepared salvation for us.
所以你现在的思想要拉高一点
So we need to raise the standard in our life.
不要光想着上天堂了
That we can't just think that I just want to simply go to heaven.
是的，你会上天堂的，一定上天堂。
Yes, you will for sure go to heaven.
其实呢，那个天堂这个字啊，中文的翻译啊，实在不是太好啊。
The word in heaven in Chinese is not very good.
这个天堂呢，他把它翻成是个地方，对吧？
They translated heaven into a specific place.
其实呢，就进入天的境界。
And in reality, it's entering into heaven.
所以英文里面没有天堂的，中文里面有天堂。所以呢，我不知道，我从小到大就是一直听大家上天堂，上天堂啊。
So in English, it's just entering the heaven, not.This other place of heaven.
弟兄姊妹死了上天堂了呢。
And when you die, you go to this other place.
不是。
It's not like this.
弟兄姊妹，我蒙恩得救，不是光是将来能够有永远可以上天堂。
It's not just that when we die, we just have eternal life and we go to this place called.
我们要更多注意的。
What we need to pay attention to even more.Is the change in our life that we want to be changed to that normal man?
这是神今天在我们身上荣耀的心意。
And that is the glorious thought of God in man.
因为他一定要得着人。
Because he wants to gain man.
他一定要得着一个正常的人。
He wants to gain a normal man.
所以呢，这个正常人的形象就是基督。
And that normal man is none other but Christ.
所以我们知道圣灵在地上今天最大的工作。就是把我们改变磨成神儿子的形象。
The most important work of the Holy Spirit in us today is to change us into that normal man.
是他给你恩赐，给你能力，给你智慧，这些也对。
Yes, he's given us wisdom and power and ability, and there's nothing wrong.
但是那个还不是最后的目的。
But that's not the main purpose.
最重要的目的是你这个人改变。
The most important thing is the change of that man.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so, dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要被圣灵充满
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit
需要圣灵在我们里面做完全的工作
We need the Holy Spirit to do its complete work
就是要把我们改变成为基督的形象
That the Holy Spirit would change us into the image of the Lord Jesus.
我们知道这是圣灵最大的一个工作。
And this is the most important work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢我们的主。
And we thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
对于神所要的这个人。
Regarding this man that God is after.
神的思想是多么的荣耀。
This is such a glorious thought in God's mind.
当我们刚才我们读到马太福音25章那里24-25讲到。
And when we read Matthew chapter 24 and 25 earlier,
当主耶稣回来的时候,
that when the Lord returns,
带着天上的荣耀,
bringing the glory from above,
弟兄姊妹，你注意他以什么样的形象回来的吗?
What kind of what would he look like when he returns?
啊，什么样的形象?
What kind of a form will he return as?
用人子。
He will come as the Son of Man.
人子回来了。
He will come as the Son of Man when he returns.
坐在宝座上的。
And at the end, when we see the one sitting on the throne,
是人子。
It is the Son of Man.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神今天创造我们成为一个人。
Today, God has created us as man.
我们知道在这个背后包括了非常重大的意义。
We know that behind our creation, it carries so much meaning.
今天虽然我们是一个堕落的人。
Even though today we are a fallen man.
但是神在我们身上做恢复的工作。
But God is doing his work of recovering.
有一天我们要与主耶稣基督一同登宝座。
So one day we will be enthroned with Christ.
我们的人性要改变的。
Our character and nature has to
change. 我们的人性要变为正常的。
Our character and nature has to be normal.
哇，这是。多么重要的一件事情。
What an important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在圣经里面给我们看见。头一个重大的思想。
It gives us this very first foundational point.
是神造人的思想。
Is the creation of man.
啊，当然这个你可以延伸出去发很多的事情。
Of course, you can take this into, different, look at this in more detail.
你可以从这里看列祖的故事。Fathers, 先祖呢 ？Abraham, fathers.
Oh, you can look at the forefathers in the Bible.
那么你可以看见以色列民族的事情。
You can look at the situations in the nation of Israel.
其实一切事都跟这个人有关系。
And all of these things are directly related to man.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天呢，我们可以用另外一个眼光看教会。
We can use another eye to look at the church.
什么是正常的教会啊？
What is a normal church?
教会是一个正常人的团体。
The church is the gathering of normal man.
我们大家都正常了，变成正常人了。就显明神的荣耀。
If we are all normal and we gather together, then we manifest the glory of God.
从前一个侍奉主的人这样讲。
There was one time a servant of the Lord said this.
他说你不懂得做人谈什么属灵啊。
If you don't know how to be man, then how can you speak of spiritual things?
这个话是有道理的。
And there's some truth to this.
当然了，我们不是说世上一般的做人，你这个人要像基督啊。
We're not talking about worldly man. We're talking about the man that is like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道只有主是正常人。
That only Christ is the normal man.
我们像他，活出他就是正常。
And if we live out the image and likeness of him, then we are normal.
这也是神今天正在我们每个弟兄。
And this is the work that God is currently doing in us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
希望我们从圣经里面,
I hope that from the Bible,
我们首先能抓住这些主干的思想,
that we can grasp these foundational points.
所以创世纪一开头,
from the very beginning of Genesis,
让我们看见在神荣耀的旨意里面第一个重大的思想就是造人。
That God allows us to see that His very first important point is the creation of man.
若是主许可
，and if the Lord allows，
我们从圣经里面可以陆陆续续再来看其他重要的思想。
That we can look at several more foundational points in the Bible.
所以今天我们要因着神创造我们是个人，你就要感谢神。
So today。Knowing that God has created us as man, we need to be thankful.
但是呢，我们需要做什么？做正常的人。
But what do we need to do? We need to be the normal man.
弟兄姊妹，我们感觉自己正常吗？
Do you feel that you are normal?
如果正常就没有问题了。
If you are normal, then there are no problems.
有这么多问题就证明我们不正常了。
But if we have a lot of problems, then that testifies that we are not normal.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他会把我们变成正常。
That he will change us to be normal.
好 我想今天早晨呢我们先交通这个第一个重要的思想。
So I think, this morning I just wanted to bring up the first important point.
在结束的时候我们再唱 一首诗歌。
As we conclude, we'll sing one more hymn.
然后我们一起在主面前能有点祷告。
And then we'll have some prayers together.
请大家起立。
Can we all stand?
我们一起起立来唱。
And can we all stand to sing?
我们唱诗歌291首。
We'll sing hymn 291.
他说哦我要像你。
It says, oh to be like thee.
我想我们就唱135节。
We'll just sing verses 1, 3, and 5.
唱完之后呢我们也是同声有点祷告。
And after we sing this, we'll open the time up for prayer.
若有弟兄姊妹你有点感动愿意带着我们做点简短的祷告也可以。
And after we've prayed together, if anyone is moved, feel free to lead us in prayer.
好我们请弟兄给我们弹一句就好。
We'll have our brother play an intro for us.
来。
哦我要向你可爱的救主这是我所求，是我所梦。我欢喜丢弃一切的负重，盼望能和你心相合逢。哦，我要想你，哦，我要想你。可爱的救主像你模样像你的身体像你的真见在我的中心刻出心想哦我要像你那样的忍耐圣洁而谦卑与人无伤温和的接受无力的苦待宁可救别人自己死亡哦我要想你哦我要想你可爱的救主像你模样像你的甘甜像你的真见在我的中心刻你心想哦我要想你正当我祈求倒下你的爱充满我心使我做个点配给你眷留使我的生命与你相依哦我要想你哦我要想你可爱的救主像你模样像你的甘甜像你的真见在我的中心刻你心想
我想我们再把这个副歌把它唱几遍好吧
Let's sing the refrain several times.
我请姊妹们先唱。
Let's start with the sisters.
唱副歌啊。
We'll sing just the
refrain. 姊妹们把声音放出来好吧。
And we'll have the sisters sing.
大声的来唱啊。
Sing loudly.
我们这个会所还不小你要把这个声音给它充满的大声的来唱。
And this auditorium is quite large, so we need to fill
it with 姊妹们先来。
Your voices.
哦我要。 兄们来。
Brothers,
哦，我要想你，哦，我要想你，可爱的救主，想你模样，想你的身体，想你的中间，在我的中心。
大家一起来
together、
oh, 我要想你 Oh to be like me Blessed Redeemer Pure as thou art Come in thy sweetness Come in thy fullness Stand by thy image Deep on my heart
同声开口祷告。
Let's all pray together.
主，我们谢谢你，你何等的怜悯我们。虽然我们是一个堕落的人，但是你没有丢弃我们，你拣选我们，因为你要在我们身上恢复那个人的意义，让我们能够符合于你的心意。感谢你，主啊，谢谢你道成肉身来到地上，我们做了美好的榜样。并且把这个荣耀的生命赐给我们，把一切的感谢赞美来感动归给你。谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿们。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你把我们这些堕落的人拯救回来了。
You have saved us fallen people.
你没有丢弃我们。
You did not forsake us.
并且你爱我们。
And you love us.
你也愿意付代价做工在我们的身上。
You are willing to pay that ultimate price to do your work in us.
主啊，我们实在承认在我们的人性中有太多不正常的东西。
Lord, we truly confess that in our lives we have too many abnormalities in us.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
你使我们能够变为正常。
It is your will to change us.
当年日过来的时候，
that as each year passes,
当你在我们里面增加，我们越过越减少，我们就蒙拯救了。
That as you increase in us and we decrease in ourselves, then we become more saved.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
为着你所定的荣耀的旨意。
That you have made this wonderful will.
你从来不放弃。
And you will never forsake that.
并且你一定要把它做到完成。
And you will for sure see it to completion.
我们为着你这不放弃的爱感谢你。
We thank you for this love that will not let us go.
愿我们年日过来了。
And as the years pass,
我们更多体会你的心意。
May we be concerned with the things in your heart.
愿我们的顺服多一点。
May we obey you more.
悖逆少一点。
That we would be less selfish.
好叫你在我们身上能成就你自己的工作。
So that we can establish your will in our lives.
主啊，你是我们荣耀的盼望。
Lord, you are our glorious hope. Hope.
我们从深处把感谢归给你。
From the depths of our being, we worship you.
谢谢你常听我们的祷告。
We thank you for always hearing our prayers.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.